Hello. Would you like to identify yourself?
Yes, my name is Guillermo de Marchán. I am a physicist from the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina.
Good evening, Guillermo. Welcome to the space show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here with you.
What is the search for extraterrestrial intelligence?
Well, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence is a project that began in the early 60s, and the essential idea is to search for radio waves that could be originated in extraterrestrial civilization in our Milky Way galaxy.
And is any work actually being done on this at the moment?
Yes. In the past 30 years, more than 60 projects in more than 10 countries were done for searching for this kind of signals. Actually, at the present time, there are 4 projects that are still working. One is sponsored by the Planetary Society, and there is one antenna at Harvard University and a second antenna in near Buenos Aires in Argentina, and we are searching for signals using two 30 meters radio telescopes near the hydrogen line and with a very high resolution, 0.05 hertz. At the hydrogen line frequency, it is a resolution of 10 to the minus 11. So there is a second project that it is carried by the University of California at Berkeley called Serendip, that it is some sort of parasitic project that use the 305 antenna at Arecibo and search for signals that could be also originated in other civilization, and the oldest project is carried out in the Ohio State University Observatory, and NASA since last October is searching for the skies from Goldstone, California and from Arecibo. The NASA project is divided in 2 parts, the sky survey and the target search. The target search since next year will be done from here, from Australia, from the observatory that is located at Parkes.
So you've been looking for these signals from outer space and hopefully finding ET, as it might be, there. But have you actually found anything yet?
Well, we have good candidates. Let me explain first what kind of signals are we searching. We are searching signals that are very narrowband signals. In general, in space, you have a lot of natural sources that emits radiation in the electromagnetic spectrum. But the main characteristic of a natural, the main difference between natural and artificial signals are how narrowband are those signals. For example, the most narrowband signals that are present in nature are the cosmic masers. You can detect cosmic masers of 500 hertz of narrowband, but the intelligent carriers, let's say TV carriers or FM carriers, has bandwidth of something like 0.01 hertz. So what we are searching are for narrowband signals of those bandwidth, let's say hundreds of hertz of from hundreds of hertz to 1 or 2 hertz. And during the past 5 years, the project META, means Megachannel Extraterrestrial Assays, that is operated at Harvard and Argentina, have found something like 40 signals that looks like real ET signals, but the main disadvantage that we have is that means that we cannot claim that a real extraterrestrial signal is that those signals were only detected once, and when we reobserve those points in the skies later on, those signals disappear. The same thing happened with the Serendip project, where something like 100 signals were detected and looks like real ET signals. Probably the real origin of most of these 200 signals, something like that, are intelligent, but terrestrial intelligent. It is very difficult to distinguish between terrestrial interference and a real ET signal. So in the past few years, most of the people were trying to design new technologies and new software and hardware to try to detect these subtle differences.
Are the people in Argentina aware of research that you're doing there?
Well, yes, probably. The media pays more attention to the UFOs, sightings and so on. And I don't know, probably we are a little bit guilty because we don't explain in the correct terms to the public what are we searching. But it is, in general, it sells more to say that you already have an ET visiting you in the backyard of your house than that you are searching for ET signals that it is very difficult to prove that are of extraterrestrial origins. So in general, the media pays more attention to the UFO sightings than real science.
So you're not accused of looking for flying saucers and UFOs then?
No, fortunately no. But it is very difficult to establish the difference. When you are talking with laymen and try to explain them that you are searching for extraterrestrials, the first thing that came into their mind is, "Whoa, you are looking for UFOs or something like that." And in general, this kind of thing happen all over the world. It is not particularly from Argentina. The same problem has the people of NASA trying to explain the difference between the NASA SETI project and the search for UFOs and lights in the sky. And I think that the same kind of thing happened here in Australia too. But sometimes it is very difficult also to explain to your peer scientists the kind of research that you are involved in. So it is difficult for both sides, from try to explain the layman what are you working in and to explain your peer scientists what are you working into.
In the United States, they do have a great deal of trouble getting the funding each year for the search. Many senators, including a well-known Senator Proxmire, don't like the idea. They think it's a waste of money. What about in Argentina?
Well, the Argentina SETI program was sponsored mainly by the Planetary Society. The Planetary Society is probably the larger worldwide organization that promotes the exploration of the solar system and the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. It has almost 130,000 members all over the world, and its president is Carl Sagan, probably the most well-known astronomer now. And actually, the budget that we need to build this META system was very low compared with the NASA project. And this system is in operation in the Instituto Argentino de Radioastronomía, that is an institute that depends of the National Research Council of Argentina. In general, most of the projects that are developed there are involved conventional radioastronomical work. So most of the staff that belongs to this institute in general works not in SETI exclusive. They are working in a lot of radioastronomical projects, and they are all staff members, so we don't need extra money to this kind of search, only time to do it.
Well, Guillermo, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here. Thanks.